Welcome to Bevington Banter, the show where we can sound like we're arguing even when we all agree. I'm Cassidy, and together with my brother Cade and dad Randy, each week we discuss a selection of news stories, topics surrounding the culture, and matters of freedom and faith. Thanks for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it, and if you like what you hear, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Well, we're recording on Thursday, February 8th, and the breaking news that broke just before we started was that the special counsel in the Biden classified documents case released their findings, which was that they did say Biden willfully retained classified material. However, they said it does not merit bringing criminal charges. And wait for the reasoning, though. These are quotes. He is, quote.
Not Donald Trump.
No.
That's the only reason.
A sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's...
Yes, it gets worse.
That's the Trump campaign ad.
That's an admission. Yes. That's an admission that he's unfit to be the president.
It gets worse because they basically go on to say, based on our direct interactions with him and observances of him, he's someone that, you know, if we put him in front of jurors, they would find it difficult to convict him because at that time he'll be a former president in his 80s. So it'd be difficult to convict him of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willingness.
Oh my gosh. Are they pleading insanity? Yeah. Are they pre-pleading insanity?
Well, this is what the special counsel found in interviewing him. Like, they said that he didn't... It talks about his conversations with... that's actually later. Biden's memory
also appeared to have conversations with dead people?
Significant limitations, according to the report. And during conversations with his ghostwriter, recorded in 2017... His conversations were, quote, painfully slow, with Mr. Biden struggling to remember events and straining at times to read and relay his own notebook entries, end quote.
Okay.
That makes sense. So, the ghostwriter thing makes sense because he does see ghosts.
Yeah, during the interview with the special counsel with Biden.
You said 2017?
That was with the ghostwriter.
Wow.
Yeah. But now, this is current. During the interview with the special counsel, they said Biden, quote, did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. And then in parentheses, they have a quote. If it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? Apparently he said that in the interview. And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. And then he goes, in 2009, am I still vice president? Yeah. He didn't. Oh my gosh, it goes on. Okay. This is in quotes. He did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died, which explains why he thinks he died in Afghanistan all the time. And his memory appeared hazy when describing the Afghanistan debate that was once so important to him.
So who is it that released this? Who published this?
The special counsel. I don't know who the special counsel.
Who gets to appoint the special counsel? Who was that appointed by?
The attorney general appointed a special
Merrick
counsel.
Merrick Garland?
Yeah.
Merrick Garland did this?
Well, Merrick Garland is not saying this. Merrick Garland
Correct.
Is
but Merrick Garland,
the person who is
the special counsel was Robert
this.
Herr. Robert
okay.
Herr.
He either is completely untethered to anyone or they have finally, the cabal has decided to throw Biden out. One of those has just happened.
Yeah.
Or either that or they're actually trying to test and see how much people don't pay attention because this will not affect
right.
this will
this
not affect
on,
anything.
These were breaking news alerts from Fox News. And so these are stories. I'll share the story from Fox News. But I don't know if everyone else is going to be covering it. So
I guarantee you all the political conservative political commentators will.
Oh, yeah.
Will respond
yes.
to it. And Fox News has the biggest reach of any cable news. By far.
That's true.
So it may not reach what network news reaches, but here's the thing about this. I mean, is it true that he's a mentally gone old man? Yes. That is not the reason to say that he's not culpable. He retained these documents when he was still
right.
sane.
Right. But then,
so, that
so you
was
can find him
willful,
guilty, but can you put... A guy with dementia and
I can
you know,
convict
what can the
him of it
be?
And let
right.
the world know we don't
yes.
allow this.
Yeah.
And maybe I won't lock you up, but let's just put an ankle monitor on you and you can't leave the nursing home.
Well, and in the least case, you should say, obviously this means this man shouldn't be near any sensitive information at this point because he has no idea. Like, if he's mentally, if he really was, you know, oh, mentally not there, he didn't realize what he was doing, then he shouldn't be anywhere near any of this stuff.
Yeah. I mentioned to Kay the other day, I saw a video of him coming back to the White House late at night on the, you know, on the helicopter, Marine One, and he's getting off and walking across. And I mean, you can tell, man, whatever they juice him up on during the day, it had worn off. I mean, it was, I was worried about a blade of grass taking him down.
Well, if they're still dosing him with the same thing that they have been for years now, he is building an immunity to it because he's either that or they need to up the dosage. Maybe if they up the dosage, they'll kill him because he sees dead world leaders now everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the video that somebody posted? I think it was on Twitter. It's Bo Biden when he's the Attorney General of Delaware.
Yes.
And he is doing like an ad for to say, look, elder abuse is a terrible thing. And if you know about it, report it, call this number.
and at the same time,
they're showing Joe Biden falling down the stairs, falling off his bike, falling off on the stage. Yeah, it was brutal.
But Cade, what you just said was in reference to him telling a story about being at the G7? What is it?
The G7 summit.
G7 summit. And it was after January 6th and talking to world leaders, and he uses a name of, the first time he did it, when he did it in public, it was not someone who was dead, just a previous prime minister or chancellor or whatever.
No,
but then
Francois Mitterrand has been dead since 1996.
Mitterrand is dead. They're both dead.
Oh, I thought they said the
Mitterrand
other guy
has
was
been
dead
since, even longer. Yeah. The most recent guy in the in the fundraiser where we just have
which they don't
a
have
transcript.
The one video that was just
just a transcript from a journalist. That one was the former chancellor of Germany. But the story that he's telling at the time, that woman Angela Merkel, whatever her name is, she Angela.
Yeah.
She was actually the prime minister during the time period that he was telling the story.
Yeah.
And the other guy, he hadn't been prime minister since the 90s, and he died in 2017. Mitterrand, the guy he talked about before, that he said was the president.
French one.
He died in 1996. He was serving in like the 70s and
the
80s.
Name, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I remember
when I heard it.
Next,
he's
going to talk about when he was at the meeting of the G7 with Kaiser Wilhelm.
Yeah, he just had a conversation last. Oh, I heard that Tucker Carlson is interviewing Mikhail Gorbachev. That comes out tonight, by the way. The only reason why we're not talking, I'm sure that could be a subject of discussion next week.
Because
that interview comes out tonight.
I'll tell you,
by the time you listen to this, it will have happened already. We'll
I'll
be behind.
Tucker Carlson's interviewing Vladimir Putin, in case you missed it.
Oh, yeah, not Mikhail Gorbachev.
What's the subject of discussion about that? Not the interview itself, but that the EU has basically, what do they call Tucker Carlson now? He's like some kind of like,
well, Zelensky put him on a list as a Russian asset, they're talking about doing a travel ban in all of Europe for Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares.
Oh, he does. Of course he doesn't care. Well, no, he does, because he actually does a lot of pretty hard-hitting pieces from visiting other places.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been Europe lately up until now. It's been like he did the Javier Milei interview, which is Venice.
I guess he did interview Russell Brand.
That's South America.
I don't know.
Is it Venezuela? Malay? Where's Malay?
Malay.
Argentina.
Argentina. Yeah. So it's been a while since he's been to Europe, but it could affect the way that he covers things.
He's been to Hungary to interview Orban. Viktor Orban.
Yeah. So I don't know. That could be a little bit of a, if that actually happens, that could be a bit of a big deal for him. But, I mean, it just goes, I mean, the whole point of this is he even put out a 5-minute video already talking about how I urge you to not just believe everything that he says, but we do urge you to watch it. So, basically a decide for yourself kind of thing. And I think I'd mentioned it already. I didn't listen to much this week. But I was talking to Dad last night and I said, well, why didn't Tucker also do an interview with Zelensky? And Dad said they requested one and were denied. And I said, well, then shut up with your,
yeah,
I don't want to hear it then. He literally was trying to tell both sides, but not himself. He was trying to let both sides tell their own story, right. and one side declined. That's your own fault.
Well, my other favorite news of the week was we mentioned once in one episode how Nevada's was going to be super screwed up this year, how they have a primary and a caucus, and there's some people in one and some in the another. And so they held both this week. The primary was on Tuesday, and Nikki Haley and Mike Pence, I believe, were on the ballot.
And
in
Tim
addition
Scott
to the option of Tim Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. In addition to the option of none of these candidates, and then Donald Trump and what's this Bickle guy or whatever were in
Binkley.
The caucus.
Brian Binkley.
Binkley. So Nikki Haley lost the Nevada primary to the option none of these candidates.
By like 2-1.
Two times. Yeah.
Kate hadn't listened to anything last week.
I hadn't
so
listened
when
to anything.
I told
he told
this,
me that. Eyes big. I was like, whoa. And that's one of the best
the
things
excuse,
I've ever heard.
Right?
None of the above.
They say, oh, we, like Nevada was a joke. We didn't spend any money there. We just, you know, focused on South Carolina, which is an excuse, but.
Hey,
no,
do you know
I
who else's campaign?
No. I would take that as an excuse if she had won, but let's say like the total turnout was like crazy, crazy low. However, people showed up
to vote none of the above.
For none of these candidates.
Do you know who else's campaign didn't spend a lot of money in Nevada? Yeah.
Tim Scott.
None of these candidates was a choice on the ballot, and it didn't spend any money in Nevada, and it still kicked your butt. So,
yeah, it was ridiculous. Her excuse was, but what? I don't understand why the reporter didn't push back and ask these questions or make these observations when she was saying this, because it's ludicrous.
Probably because when journalists do real journalism, they get demonized. So
yeah, they don't get interviews
as a Russian
asset. So
yeah. The one lady said something like, "Oh, he's going there. We don't know if it's as a whatever, but it's definitely as a Russian fanboy or something like that." That's not the word she used, but.
Here's my thing with the whole Nikki Haley is like, I want to see that option put on every ballot.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet you that none of the candidates would win
a lot. Yeah.
None of these candidates would win 270 electoral votes for sure. Maybe all of them.
I absolutely. Because like I said, it's.
That's by
get,
the sound.
We get to choose between
honestly,
this garbage or that garbage.
Right. When everyone is saying like. I don't understand.
Everybody's fed
how,
up.
How Joe Biden and Donald Trump are the, assumed nominees at this point, you know, for all intents and purposes, they are the nominees. And yet nobody wants it. It's literally everyone said, we don't want that rematch, but yet we have it.
The new.
What is wrong with us?
Yeah, the
What's
new
wrong
version
with us?
Of John, of Dan Bongino. Well, for a lot of the people that voted for Donald Trump the last time, they're doing this to, they're trying to redeem themselves. They feel like they got screwed. And so the new Dan Bongino 2.0, he went on a rant today of rants that I've ever heard him before.
Are we talking about actual Dan Bongino, or when you say 2.0, you mean Kyle Serafin?
No, I mean the new Dan Bongino and his profanity and all that.
I hate it. I actually kind of hate it.
And yes, I don't like that at all. But the spirit of what he was saying was like, amen.
Was it the spirit of aloha?
No.
Different spirit?
No, it was the spirit of...
we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Spirit of aloha.
Well, the big news of the week, really, I mean, what most of the talk has been about has been the Senate bill that basically the American people said, no way, we're not doing this. So this was supposedly a border bill that really was like a war funding bill and a bill to actually increase illegal immigration. It was insane.
Not necessarily right this. They have, oh, if it reaches, you know, 5,000 a day for how many days, we can shut it down. But really what that's saying is, it's now saying that's the limit. So you couldn't necessarily come in. That's what I like. If you passed it, right, and Donald Trump came in, he's now stuck with that number as the cutoff.
Right. They did it into the future. You couldn't. But yeah. Here's the thing about that. That 5,000 limit is only made up of people come in who are citizens of bordering nations. That's what was written in the bill. So only if you're Mexican or Canadian do we count you towards the 5,000 total.
Also, it would only shut down the, like, other, whoa, like, it doesn't shut down the legal entry points.
Yeah.
I mean, so all the Africa and Middle East and the Chinese.
And all the South America and all, if you don't border, it's, you had to border the United States to be
counted.
South
America, okay, because South America is the majority of it.
Yeah, yes. And here's the other thing I've learned watching several things. Did we comment on the Weinstein
no
last week?
No, because I specifically remember you told me to listen to that, and it's when I got so upset that I stopped listening to stuff for the week.
I learned in watching that and the one on the Muckraker guys did that most everything is initiating through Ecuador, because you don't have to have a passport to come into Ecuador. All these people are coming in, especially like China, they're coming into Ecuador, and that's where the journey starts. And the Muckraker guys laid out they mapped the actual route that they took, you know, that all this is happening. And they're, what is that name of that gap?
What's the Darien Gap?
The Darien Gap. I mean, literally both, you are walking past dead bodies just laying around.
Yeah,
I
the mean, way Weinstein, he described it, it's like 70 miles of just treacherous jungle.
Jungle. Yeah, slope and like mud beyond it, what you can believe, and jungle, and there's just dead bodies. I mean, it's just, and we are facilitating this. We're inspiring this. But he said several things about the Chinese. The Chinese, they both commented, they stated themselves, and they are different. They're you can just feel their
purpose is
different than all the other people that are coming on this journey.
Who was the guy that Weinstein referenced that used to be the Green Beret? It was something Yan. He was a Green Beret. He's basically been traveling the world. He's been to like 97 different countries, and basically the way that Weinstein described it is he's turned into this investigative journalist who's traveled all over the world looking at all the different angles to figure out what is going on with this story, specifically like the southern border, how it ties into globalist things like that. And so he was very familiar with the area. When they were down in the Darien Gap region, there was two different kinds of camps. There was migrants who are actually fleeing economic hardship, which, side note, we've never let people into our country for that in the past. It's only been political refugee status and, you know, fear of death and persecution, not just economic hardship. But also there was another camp where it was pretty much just Chinese. And this Yan guy, he had access before, because the Panamanians were not letting people in to this Chinese camp, but he had been in there before. And he tells a story about how one of these guys tried to convince Yan that he was Korean. And so in the conversation, Yan got him to slip up and to speak Chinese. And then when he had knew that he had been caught, they all laughed about it. So what he described is he's been to countries before where he's seen where people are silent, and they're silent out of fear of a government who will, you know, come down on them if they say anything that they shouldn't. But these people were not remaining silent out of fear. They were remaining silent out of operational security, it seemed like to him. They were being silent in a malicious way so that they didn't give away some kind of plan. It wasn't quiet out of fear. And that is what I really, really don't like. I mean, I'm starting to think that we might have like a Chinese standing. Call these military age males from China what they are. They're soldiers.
Right.
They have to be. Or there's no way that China's letting all these Chinese people. They know China doesn't just willy-nilly let their citizens you know, travel to other countries all over the world. They are aware of this.
Right. And one of the people that I just heard, a lady, a Chinese that came across the border, 60 Minutes went down there and they were shocked, of course, what they found. But one of the ladies they talked to was Chinese and she was a Chinese banker. I mean, why is a Chinese banker?
And that probably has to do with the Stephen Crowder undercover thing.
That's
where
they
found. Yeah.
But before we get to that, the Chinese people like Weinstein and the Muckraker guys said it's a different vibe. They're, like you said, they have operational security, malicious intent. They're angry. It's purposeful. And then we heard about them building this massive bridge to support really heavy equipment in this area of Panama. And I'm like, and the Chinese, that's got to be a part of the Chinese Belt and Road project that they're doing all over the world. And to me, that just sounds like they want to haul heavy military equipment into the area.
If we had an administration that cared right now what was coming across the southern border, we would demand that that bridge stop being built.
Okay, but,
and we would issue sanctions, and if they didn't stop, you know what we would do? We would blow it up. I'm team blow up the bridge, the Darien Gap Bridge.
I'm going to link the Tucker Carlson with Brett Weinstein podcast so people can hear that stuff.
Okay. Hey, go on with the Chinese banker woman coming into the country and the Crowder report.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this Crowder thing.
So Stephen Crowder did, he has an investigative journalism team now, and they found these illegal grow operations, mostly just marijuana, in Oklahoma.
I did hear that.
And there's like, at the time, at one point, there was like 90,000 grow operations in Oklahoma, and the vast majority of them were Chinese, were operated by Chinese nationals illegally in the country. And this banker is almost certainly tied to that because the Chinese headquarters in the U.S., their main hub for doing their illicit drug network in the United States is in this it's in this neighborhood in Queens, New York. Do you remember what it was called?
Flushing. Yeah.
Flushing. So the bank and everything is from there, and they actually... Oklahoma's law is that I think 75% of these operations has to be owned by someone who has been an Oklahoma resident for 2 years or more. So they basically just find somebody to put on there to say that they own it. But
yeah, they pay somebody to.
Yeah. Yeah. They pay them to be listed as the person who owns 75%. But obviously this is encouraging all kinds of human trafficking. I mean, they're smuggling. So let's say the people who don't have ill intent.
Yeah, the people working on these farms are Chinese.
Yeah,
illegals.
They're Chinese nationals who they may actually be not soldiers. They may just be taken advantage of. So they bring them over here. They're indentured servants, basically, at that point. And the men are working and the women are being prostituted out in brothels. That is a house that was purchased by, you know, this shell corporation or whatever based out of New York. And,
which is Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah. From a Chinese
bank.
It's pretty crazy. I definitely recommend. I haven't been watching a lot of Crowder lately, but this is interesting enough that I recommend watching it.
These grow farms, they have the same thing going on in Maine, where there's a whole bunch of them. And
yeah,
there they
I've
were
heard
complaining
that too.
About how they were, they're like illegally tapping into meters and stuff and stealing like massive amounts of electricity and water to run these, you know, grow farms. And even the local, like greenhouses or whatever, they love them because they come in and they buy massive amounts of product to use on their marijuana and they pay for it in cash. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. But this is, we have no idea what's, people have no
all
idea
these different
what's going
stories
on in this
put
country.
Together is, you know, one by itself is bad enough, but think about, I mean, the cartels are just moving in and out of the United States at will, and these are some of the most horrendous people on earth. I mean, they'll kill you without a second thought, chop you up into little pieces. Those
well,
are who
those,
we're letting in here.
On one of those grow farms, they found four dead bodies.
Oh yeah, there was a, and they only knew because the fifth guy that they tried to
got
kill
away.
Got away. Yeah, there was a
quadruple homicide. Because they were Chinese workers that they killed,
and here's the thing, it seems to be like a joint operation between the triads and the CCP. Neither of them are good, but I at least wish that the triad worked in opposition to the CCP. Finding out that they work together, that That seems worse. That seems even worse. There's...
I want to go back to one thing though before we move on to the Weinstein and the Muckraker guys going down to South America and following the trail up here. When Weinstein came back in, he went to an actual port of entry to come back into the United States, going to show his passport and everything and enter back into the U.S. And as he approached, they had a thing where you basically go up and you show your passport, and he received a message saying you don't have to show your passport, you know, and I think it reused it and whatever. And you're cleared. And then a person from behind him who he had never seen said, Brett, do you have anything? He used his name, Brett, you're good. You're good. Do you have anything to declare? And he's like, no. And he goes, you're good to go. So,
and he said facial, he was wearing a hat.
He was wearing a hat and sunglasses and stuff. Yeah. And facial recognition knew exactly who he was. And this guy came up who he never saw behind him and used and called him by name. So that's what we are up against.
But we still have a bunch of people on a terror watch list coming into the country.
Maybe that's why so many of them, they don't use ports of entry.
Well, obviously.
You want to talk about the spirit of Aloha?
No.
I know, I don't
you
know.
Mean the you mean the constitutional clause called the Spirit of Aloha Clause?
Supposedly, it must be in the Hawaii Constitution.
Cool. State constitutions can't supersede the U.S. Constitution. There's very few things the federal government are allowed to overrule states on.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of them. The Bill of Rights is one of them.
Anything that's in the Constitution.
So, no, they cited the Spirit of Aloha as the reason why the Second Amendment doesn't apply in Hawaii.
Yes. They said the Hawaii Constitution, which this is what you're saying, doesn't matter at all. They found that the Hawaii Constitution broadly does not afford a right to carry firearms in public places for self-defense. And then they go on to say something about the spirit of Aloha. The spirit of Aloha clashes with a federally mandated lifestyle that lets citizens walk around with deadly weapons during day-to-day activities.
Yeah.
Well,
so
they frame it like they're cracking down on you know, carrying, open carry, yes. Whatever, Second Amendment carry.
Concealed carry, yeah, as well, because they said that you have to have a permit, but they're not going to give anyone a permit.
You still have to have proper permit and all that kind of stuff. But my point would be, is it'd be like in California. Is it technically legal? Yeah. Are they going to make it insanely difficult for you? Yes.
Yeah.
Like New York. I mean, there are people in New York who have permits to carry, but it is insanely hard to get one.
You know where I really, really would like to be carrying a gun every day and maybe even like some kind of rifle in my truck? A state in the middle of the Pacific that's geographically the closest to China.
Well,
now everywhere in the U.S. is geographically next to China because
they're here.
They're everywhere.
The thing with the Hawaii is like, but the problem is, you know, there maybe there's a chance, an outside possibility that there's a person on the Hawaiian Islands who doesn't have the Aloha spirit.
Yeah. Which is the crazy thing. It says, the rest of that quote says, the history of the Hawaiian Islands does not include a society where armed people move about the community to possibly combat the deadly aims of others. So they don't care. Mm. They're acknowledging why people are doing that.
I guess that's why they got like conquered and became.
Yeah, I guess that's why they
got
taken over.
I guess so.
Because instead of guns, they had pineapples. No, Cassidy sent this message and we talked about it a little bit, and I pointed out, and I think this is absolutely true, the spirit of Aloha ceased to exist on August 21st, 1959. All right? None of that matters over the U.S. Constitution.
Why don't we just annex them? If they don't want to be...
That'd be the opposite of annex, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Annex would be to take them in.
Right.
Why don't we just... You're right. Why don't we just... What's it called? Why don't we just cut them off? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys want to be... Yeah. Elect yourself a new king.
Yeah.
And do your own thing. Do you want to know...
Queen. Didn't they have a queen, wasn't it?
No, they had a king. King Kamehameha? No, why are you laughing at that? That was a real dude.
No, I know.
They have kings.
I'm pretty sure they care about... Okay.
So what you're telling me is they got a queen and immediately got conquered. So they had a queen right when they finally got taken over. There's your problem. Maybe if they had a king, maybe if they had like a wartime king, they wouldn't have gotten conquered so easily.
Some kings. Yes, Queen Lili Uwakalani.
Was the last queen of Hawaii?
Until the overthrow. That's what it says, actually.
All right, I'm just saying.
Until the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom.
Maybe if they had a king who like carried around a club with a bunch of shark teeth on it.
But that was in the 1800s. So.
Oh, okay.
Not when they became a state, but maybe when they became like a territory.
Like a territory. Yeah.
A territory.
So.
Women.
Hey, but I was going to say, there are some queens that are definitely better than some kings out there. Like the Queen of England, who passed, even though they're just a figurehead, away, and now there's King Charles,
who now has cancer. Goober.
Charles in charge of our days and our nights.
He must be really sick.
Very shortly lived monarch.
He must be really sick though, because
William and Kate is going to be an upgrade.
They immediately took him basically off the throne, off duty, and sent for treatment, and I guess William like was immediately on a plane headed to the
Harry got on a plane, but he's not gonna be.
I thought it was William to assume basically
William is assuming duties interim? I think, but Harry went to see him, which is like a joke.
You say he's really sick. I say he's probably really compromised. That's a good excuse, you know, for getting him out of there before we find out that he was a regular visitor with his brother to Epstein's Island.
Well, we're not going to find that out.
I know.
That's the trouble with that. No, I was laughing because about the whole idea with, like, women. I mean, Cassidy, you're not like this. Your mother's not like this. But there are some women out there. I was laughing because I was thinking at the end of Pat Gray yesterday, they had this interview with these two girls, and they were asking what kind of men they like.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the video? They go, well, definitely he's got to work out.
Can imagine what they look like.
He's got to work out.
Were they fat?
Like 6'5", have money, treat me nice, take me around.
Lots of money,
blah, blah, blah. Is it harder to be a man or woman? Oh, it's harder to be a woman. We just get catcalled going through the parking lot. Okay, so I pulled the video up. One of them looks like Shamu escaped from SeaWorld, all right? I mean, it was insane.
6'5"?
Yeah.
The one girl apparently was really tall. Well, because one of the girls was supposedly, they said, like, she's like 6'5".
And that's what I thought. If that girl is 6'5", like the other girl was saying, she is a monster.
I said
because
she's 6'5".
She was huge. And 6'5"? Holy
no, I think
schmoly.
She's 6 foot.
No, she wanted a guy who was 6'5" so that she didn't look because she's like 6 foot.
Still 6 foot.
Yeah, yeah, 6 foot.
That's
is
a big
tall.
Girl. That's a big girl. Yeah, she should be in that female football league that girl tried to recruit you for.
There you go. She could be a line woman for sure.
No doubt. Anyway, Pat Gray's going a little self awareness.
I don't know. That came up somehow with one of our friends from church. I was like saying, I think because I was playing softball, I was like, I got recruited to play women's semi-professional football. And then I'm like telling him the story and he just goes, I could never play two truths and a lie with you.
Hey, did you see the video? Did you see any of the footage from the international SWAT competition in Dubai?
Yes.
No.
That was embarrassing.
Chile sent an all-woman SWAT team.
Oh, good.
They failed the first obstacle. They couldn't get across the zip line. They kept falling into the water, and they started basically cheating.
This went on for like 10 minutes.
Like, 5 minutes.
They, never went past the first obstacle.
So what happened is, number one, they didn't have quite enough momentum. And because they didn't, and they all went too close to each other, they weighted themselves to the point where they started to slide backwards.
Oh,
if you look at every other team, that was sent there. It was zip, 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 zip. It's the first obstacle. It's not supposed to be hard. It's just supposed to take some time. They ended up, like, quitting. They quit.
It's kind of like the, what was it, the Canadian female firefighters that, like, went out and they were supposed to have, like, a practice controlled burn that turned into this crazy wildfire.
I've never heard that.
Do you remember that story?
They had to call in real fire people to put it out because it was out of control.
It was. Yes.
I have always said, if there is a woman who can just pick up, you know, a 185-pound dummy and carry it out of a burning building, fine. You're the super rare exception.
Yeah.
And that's fine. If you can do it, if you can meet the standard.
Right, if you can pass the test,
So
but
here,
stop doing this hiring of women just for the sake of hiring women. Because at the end of the day, you can be as feminist as you want. Well, but if you're honest with yourself, you want the male SWAT team showing up to save you if you're a hostage.
If you are going to hire women, definitely don't have an all-female team. Like, maybe you have a woman on that SWAT team.
Yeah, it can't
team,
be all of them. That's not possible.
Just have the sharpshooter as this leads into like the I saw and heard a clip of Matt Walsh put out the FAA. We've talked about how the FAA now has this idea that they're saying they want to hire mentally incompetent and physically compromised people. So on this, the head of this FAA group, whatever, is having this discussion. It's a female, and she's saying how they want to. That they want to see more people move from the flight line to the cockpit or something like that. And they want to see more. There's too many. It's too white male dominated and all these things. And here's my thing. If let's say Delta Airline, and a Delta Airline guy was reported, I guess, reached out to Matt Walsh and said, look, we have this transgender pilot that if they were, you know, just meeting the standard that everybody has to, they would not have got off their probationary period, but they're being put through because they're transgender, whatever. So here's my thing. If Delta, let's say Delta, any Air, United, whoever, wanted to say, you know what, we would like to give people an opportunity to be elevated. You know, let's go into the inner city and some, you know, say black girl might be interested in becoming an airline pilot. We have a program to assist them and give them the opportunity. I think that would be wonderful. That would be life-changing and wonderful for somebody coming from that kind of background. However, what happens is then in order to promote that and say your program is a success and look at all the good it's doing, then they begin to change the standards. That's where we have the problem. I'm all for that. I would love to see different, you know, industries, professions, corporations do that kind of thing. That'd be great.
Yeah, there's
but
nothing
you can
wrong
never
lifting
compromise.
People up.
Yes, but you can't compromise. Yeah. That's what happened in the military when I was in. Women were first really starting to be introduced. They weren't in any kind of combat situation yet, but they were in all the kind of, you know, support units and stuff. But even to just do the basic PT physical, you know, test that we had to do every 6 months, mm-hmm. their standards were different. It's the only way that they could compete. And again, maybe that's okay for them in a support
the age,
unit, but
the standards being different for age is also kind of messed. Like, that's a thing as well. But if you're going to be in the military, shouldn't it just
right.
be one standard?
If you're in a military or maybe, you know, combat situation.
Maybe you change it based on your role.
It doesn't matter what your
combat versus.
Right. It doesn't matter what your age is. If you're there and you're
you
50, I still need you to be able to perform physically.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't need my Army colonel doctor who's 65 years old to perform physically. So I disagree with that.
So maybe it's role based.
Totally. If you live on a base and you're a doctor, or even like Cole's role as a
right,
nurse,
he's never going to see. Yeah,
he's not a combat medic. He
excels at the ACF.
Well, I was going to say, here's the thing though: there still needs to be a standard because you put forth, you set an example.
After a certain age and in a certain role, depending on what you do, if it's too costly, especially if you end up having a shortage of somebody in that role, you're going to sign an exemption.
Okay, but
to keep
you, like the experience, like
you may not have to perform physically to that standard, but you can't look like a slob in your uniform.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, you should still pass like a height and weight or something, or taping, because buff guys can't do height and weight. But
no, they have to send you for a body density test, an immersion test.
Cole can't
test.
Even do height and weight. He's not that huge. So
yeah, I kind of wonder about that sometimes. It's like, my gosh, how much of a toothpick do you have to be to?
Yeah, to I know
to not exceed the body mass standard.
I know. That's because the calculation based on height and weight is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So speaking of planes, this was a news story today. I saw that, and this is not necessarily really. I don't know what this could be. It's related to the people directing planes on the ground, I guess. Two JetBlue planes collided in the de-icing area at Boston Logan International Airport. So the wing of one of them like scraped the tail of another. And if you look at pictures, the wing is like all messed up. And there's actually a piece, I'm guessing, of the tail piece. People have a picture of it like laying on the tarmac.
Mm.
It's like laying
I'm
out
guessing
there
that's a handler problem. Because
so,
you don't taxi around in those areas without handlers directing you.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's the people that hold those.
Yeah, the wands.
Wands and wave you around. Yeah. But.
Well, but again.
It's just not making people feel good.
Right. Who's, did they lower their standard for handlers, for directors? I mean.
I don't know if they can find people to work those jobs.
They get paid pretty good. All airline guys out on the flight line, they make pretty good money. But
I don't even necessarily know. Let's go ahead and say that DEI just isn't even involved in these decision-making processes. They almost just have to lower the standards to hire anybody because everyone is so stupid.
That's valid.
Yes, and I want to get to that. But before we do, the Biden administration keeps going out, and Joe Biden, too, who apparently is too feeble to be held legally accountable for things, reporting about, oh, the economy is doing great. You know, we've created 14 million new jobs, all this kind of stuff. I put a link on here to a website. There are major corporations laying people off by the tens of thousands. And I just put one of them down real quick with Citibank. Laid off 20,000 people, probably,
and a lot of these
half
tech
the people
companies
listening
are
to this
a bunch of people off.
Yeah. So here's my thing, though. I don't know the answer. Is this economy? Is this a move to AI? I mean, what?
That's a good question.
It probably
this?
Depends on the industry that it's in. It probably is case to case dependent. But I would bet that a lot of those tech companies is AI.
I think a lot of it's economy.
Well, realistically, any big corporation is going to have administrative tasks to do, and it could just be that that's who's getting let go because it doesn't matter if you're in tech or not. Pretty much any industry, give an administrative task to an AI and let another person go, let a real person go.
I was listening to, I'm just drawing a complete, Whitney Webb. She just released a podcast on AI with another person. And I have to say, it's certainly not one of her stronger podcasts, but they were talking about that this is one of the reasons why people have been talking for a while about moving towards a universal basic income, UBI, because so many jobs, people, you know, are going to be lost to AI. And yet productivity is still being done. So supposedly the economy, the money is there. You're going to have to just start distributing it around to people, whether they're working or not. I mean, I don't see that as a plus for society.
No way, man. No. Suicides are going to skyrocket.
No purpose.
Yeah, you take away people's purpose in life,
well,
and
then
you're
going
to just see people kill
Yuval
themselves.
Harari says, you know, we'll just placate him with video games and drugs.
Yep.
Have you seen people walking around in those new Apple augmented reality
things? No, I've never seen anybody walk around in one.
Well, I know, but the videos, I haven't seen anyone in one either, but like using them, some kid on the subway, which I don't know how he didn't get mugged on the spot.
If you wear that on the subway in New York, you're a target. That's gone. That thing is gone.
People just posted a video of him, but I will never put one of those on my face. That is dystopian Brave New World stuff right there.
I'm not living inside of my cell phone, which is basically what you're doing when you put those things on.
What about the fact that they cost $3,500? Yeah.
But you know they're going to get cheaper. That's what tech does.
There was a video of some lady or some person driving their Tesla Cybertruck.
Yes.
Which, not driving,
I
because it's hands-free, with those things on, like typing or swiping away, like on their...
Yeah, and everyone's just like, we've gone too far.
Yeah, that is too much.
Their Tesla Cybertruck is self-driving itself, and they are just sitting there, like, putting their fingers in the air.
Yeah, but the problem is
it's a hard pass. The problem it's a hard pass is for me.
The Tesla self-driving doesn't always work.
Yeah, well, she's in, like, a tank, so...
As long
she
as it
care.
Only
yeah, but what
hurts...
about the people around you that you
I
kill?
Know. I know.
I was going to say, as long as it only hurts the dummy driving around in the Apple headset, it's...
I wouldn't, yeah.
Because there was a video the other day of a Tesla like changing lanes and then braking in a self-driving mode and caused like an 8-car pileup.
Good, good.
So,
and then their lithium battery explodes like a bomb.
Oh my gosh. Going back to the question of, you know, if the layoffs partially caused by the economy, we think maybe. Did you hear them talking, like the administration talking about, you know, how grocery prices, people are really...
Yeah, they're up over 30%.
Yeah. And they cited, one, they're not taking it, oh, it's not the economy, it's not Biden, it's not Bidenomics.
Oh, yeah.
It's the grocery
store. Is this
a
Snickers bar?
And the, well, no, they came out, I heard this morning on Pat Gray. They put the blame on the grocery stores and on the sustained... increased demand for food. So if you just didn't eat, if you didn't need food every day,
there would be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, so is that why
it's your fault? Dang fault for needing food.
Is that why they feel free that they can just start getting rid of farming because people shouldn't want food all the time?
Yeah,
because they're trying to
destroy
farming.
Demand for food
wasn't
so high.
Europe is like almost in complete revolt to this, and I want to know why. We dog Europe for being a bunch of pansies. Well, at least they're out in the streets rioting, and we just take this garbage. So I got a lot of props for them. The dumbing down of society is working. We live in a stupid, stupid world. And the idea that somebody has met some kind of standard by graduating from college or something so we can at least hire them, no. I showed... This video I saw yesterday of a guy asking 4 college students, what is 15 times 4? And they could not answer it.
They have test anxiety.
They were just standing kidding. On the street. I mean, this is, I can't imagine being, how is it possible to be a 20-year-old student in college and be that stupid? How is it possible
to live on your own and be that dumb and be alive still?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I would just think they'd be dead.
And this, the one that, it was, it's bad enough that they can't answer, but the one that even pushed it over the edge for me even farther was the girl going, oh, I think it's, 48. I think it's 48. It's 48. And
how
I'm
do
going,
you even get that?
I'm like, all. The number, it ends in fives. It's multiples of 5. How
she must have heard
do you
12?
Get 48?
She heard 12.
Okay, so I want to see if you thought the same thing as me with, you know, the first thing that Dad said when he said the question was 15 times 4. What's the first thing that pops into your head?
I don't know the answer.
Like the clock. No, I understand. But the first practical application of 15.
I went 15 times 4. Oh, I didn't think of a clock. My head just goes 30, 60, 60.
Well, no,
that's what I did. 15 times 2 is 30, and I double that 60. Yeah.
Yes, you know, I can answer it in a second. But my first practical real world thought of it
that's
is
that's a good point.
A clock.
Yeah, but
they don't know that. They don't know.
They don't. They have a digital thingy on their arm that tells them what time it is.
When you say a quarter past, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
It's hour 15. 15. 4:15s on a clock.
I want to know. Why can't you criminally charge the schools that educated these people for stealing
fraud.
Tax money?
Okay. I know this is college, but obviously these kids have graduated high school because they've gotten
that's what
to
I'm
college.
Talking about, the high school. So now, why can't they be criminally charged?
Exactly. So now, right, let's back up and say, and then you hear about this stuff like in Oklahoma where they want to pass this bill that makes homeschool parents have to jump through all these extra hoops and submit all this stuff to, like, prove, you know, and all this personal information so that you're allowed to homeschool. I'm like, because I want my kid to know what 15 times 4 is.
I saw
but if we're going off the metric 15 times 4 and we're going to start suing schools or criminally charging them, you have to sue the school district all the way back to fifth grade.
you hold liable the school board, the superintendents, and the principals.
Wouldn't it be epic if these kids came out and they're like, man, I'm having trouble functioning in life and I can't find a job. It's because my school didn't educate me, and they sued the school for their own education.
That would be.
I said, like,
but
colleges.
It takes too much self-awareness.
Colleges and stuff that these people graduate from, if these were college graduates, which some of these man-on-the-street interviews have been college graduates. I mean, in their graduation caps. Do you remember that video?
I guarantee you.
Remember the video where they were in their gowns and caps?
I guarantee those kids that couldn't answer that question are going to graduate.
Yes. I think you need to remove the accreditation from those schools. And then when you do that, all of those people in the past who were at that school's diplomas
become worthless.
Less, like instantly. And then they civilly sue the school.
I saw a meme.
You have to include your year of graduation when you say.
I saw a meme, though, that said it showed them in the 1990s. Don't send your kids, don't homeschool your kids because they'll turn out to be weird. And then it's like in the 2020s, you know, your kids, you know, think that they're the opposite sex and they have pink hair.
Yeah, homeschool
and
your kids or they will think that they're.
Yeah, and they need litter boxes, you know, in the bathroom because they think they're cats. And so.
Or tampon dispensers in the boys' bathroom.
That's where I was going next. Can you believe this? Yeah. Matt Walsh was, of course, great on this. He's like, if my son came home and this happened at his school, and if he wasn't like leading the pack to tear it down, he'd be in trouble.
So this is in Connecticut. It was a state law. You have to have a tampon dispenser in all the boys' bathrooms. So like about 20 minutes after it got put up, these boys had ripped it off and it was in the toilet.
Good.
And I hope they do it over and over.
Well, they're going to have to put it back up because it's a state law.
Yeah.
No, I would totally, I would support my kid 1,000% for doing that. Thank you for not being a completely co-opted moron by the people that are, you know, and these are people that are in charge. Your high school child is way smarter than the people that are supposedly running his institution of education.
Now, we should probably, I don't know. Do you think mom gets upset when we talk about all this? Like,
I don't,
not all teachers.
I upset her all the time about this. No, because, you're right.
Like, obviously she is not.
I was
She's
telling
a fantastic
mom the other
teacher.
Day. Is like
the story she's telling me last week about kids coming into her room, talk about stuff like in life. And like, you know, obviously there are good teachers out there.
No, I was telling her the other day that I feel it's sad. It's concerning. She is. And anybody that's remotely like her, they're all getting, what few of them are left, are getting towards the end, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And you're left with not even a little bit of sanity.
Yeah.
You know, so, but we think the tampon dispenser in the boys' room is crazy. What about this? Is it New Hampshire?
I don't want to talk about this.
I don't even know. I just read this. Okay, I'm sorry. I would like to be the one that reads this word for word. Okay. And the reason is because you'll hear the shock in my voice as I am hearing about this for the first time. Adult diaper therapy spa in New Hampshire. Okay. That had to have been opened for Biden.
No, he's in Delaware.
No, that's not what it means.
This is a fetish place, basically.
Yes, it is not a place for incontinent old people.
This is for fetish.
It is a place,
That's worse.
And they go there
with
and
whatever,
they
suppress
they
childhood trauma.
They basically treat him like a child, like daycare. And they offer all these different things that a child.
They have snacks.
And diapers and an air.
And.
Yeah.
I don't remember what else she says, but juice boxes.
Okay. It would be worth it. It would be worth it if they actually received meaningful corporal punishment for the first time in their life. And I don't mean like in a weird sexual way. I just mean like actual physical correction. Then I'm for it. Let's do that. Let's treat them like an actual toddler being disciplined for the first time in their life, their whole life. Because those people did not have dads.
If a vigilante mob in that community went in when it was nobody was there, so nobody was hurt, and just tore the place down or burned it to the ground or something, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I couldn't blame them.
No, I couldn't either.
Unfortunately, I couldn't either. But unfortunately, you and I and Kate are not the law. So, but
well, hey, luckily for a lot like of people, I'm not the law.
When it comes to that kind of thing, I always go back to this story. What? Actually, what is this about me running
actually,
for sheriff?
Well, no, if you were the law, what if you just left? Better, let's just leave the place open, and just go in, and just immediately you walk in there, we're gonna arrest you on pedophilia suspicion. And we're probably going to find something.
I actually think it might be more legal to burn the building down than to do that. I actually think that's less of a crime.
Let's be real, though. Just... If you're a patron of that establishment,
yeah,
okay, we should start an investigation into you.
But whenever
we're probably going to end up arresting some of them.
Whenever I think about a situation like that where something's in a community like that, I always think back to this German village who had... it was a small town, and they... all these... Middle Easterners were going to be brought. They had just spent all the community's money to build this big sports complex for the first time. Like, it was basically like a big rec center with soccer and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, the government, the German government comes in and takes over the facility that they just spent as a group like $1 million on. And we're going to house a bunch of Middle Eastern migrants in this that was going to double the population of the town. That's how many they were going to put in there. The community came together and burned it to the ground on their own.
What are you going to do? Arrest every single person, every single member of the community?
Exactly. I mean, this is a town in New Hampshire. You can't tell me that the majority of people wouldn't all gather around it with torches and burn it down. New Hampshire's not that weird, is it?
I say that, but then they kind of did that. I mean, it wasn't one community, but January 6th, they've really done their best to hunt down every single person that was there. So.
So, Joe Montana is now pimping the vaccine?
It's not the COVID vaccine, but it rubbed me the wrong way when I was listening to the Dan Patrick show today, and he goes, now joining us, Joe Montana. And they said, on behalf, because most of these athletes are sponsored by someone when they go on all these shows, because the show doesn't pay them, but they get paid by, you know, shilling for a sponsor. So he's joining on behalf of Pfizer to talk about the importance of getting vaccinated against pneumonia, which if you want to say, you know, warn old people that pneumonia is dangerous, so you should be on the lookout, catch it early, you know, just things like that. But to specifically for the vaccine for Pfizer, that really bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to add to this. You said you're going to link to the Tucker Carlson, Brett Weinstein.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another link. Link also to Tucker Carlson's interview with Callie Means, who is a former Big Pharma.
That
holy
was the one.
Smokes.
Yeah. I made Cole listen to that one.
So, just we'll put the link. You
which
need to
I already
to
know. To be fair, a lot of that was not news to me. That's why we are so aware of like how we eat and we look at everything we buy and all this stuff. And we hate medications are just we're already aware of a lot of that in our house. But
right. When he said though that
basically
you have over 60% of our population is diabetic or pre-diabetic, and almost all illnesses that we're suffering and all these different things have roots in diabetes. He said how fatty liver used
everything is inflammation.
Yeah, fatty liver used to be something you'd see some time to time, like in an older person who abused alcohol. Now they see little children with fatty liver.
Yeah, teenagers. It's I talked about the percentage of teenagers.
I remember
yeah.
Belle Egler, a nurse friend of ours, saying how she had a doctor, a cardiologist, tell her that, you know, he'd done like 2,000 or whatever procedures, and he had never seen like all of the cardiac problems that he saw virtually, they're all matters of inflammation. It's not.
That's why they were so confused when they did your surgery. And that's why the FAA is so confused about your.
Yeah. Yeah. They, I asked him how long this heart cath would take before my valve replacement. They said, oh, usually about 30 minutes, maybe 40. And they literally, we just got started and they were wheeling me out of the room and I was so confused. And when I went out, mom said, oh, the doctor came out and said, you have amazing arteries. It took him 4 minutes. So got that going for me. I've been wanting to talk about this for a week because it's just astonishing to me. Jimmy Kimmel is the least talented person in entertainment. Prove me wrong. He's always like the guy that doesn't quite land it. He's not quite where it's just not what they present it to be. It's kind of close, but it's always, you know, you always ever have a conversation with somebody who's like, they're just always tracking a little bit differently than everybody else. Jimmy Kimmel's commentary, yes. His humor, everything else, it doesn't track the way everybody normal thinks that this comedy bit or whatever should track. It's just not good. It's like you always have two buddies, and one of them's really genuinely funny, spontaneously funny, and then you have their buddy who always tries to come along behind them and be funny based on that funny, but it's never quite right. It's like me.
If you've ever watched the Dan Patrick Show, it's a little bit about how they're all doing a bit, whatever, and then Todd just says something and the whole room just deflates.
Because he's on a different
track.
That's
what you just described, yes.
Well, I think about it, Cade is genuinely spontaneously funny. I will never be as funny as Cade. And if I try to like latch on to his humor because I'm not as funny as him, it doesn't feel right. That's what Jimmy Kimmel has always been like, going all the way back to Adam Carolla and ever since then. I don't get it. It's so obvious.
If you hear Jimmy Kimmel say something funny, it was written for him.
Well, that just did. He has this massive, and it's still not good.
And he's still not funny.
So, yeah, and that's just because his delivery is garbage. But what you'll definitely never hear, is like a quick, witty response to literally anything that anyone's ever said. No one is ever going to say something to him, and he'll just like hit back with a real quick, like a quick little quip. There's no way. It's not. He can't do it.
So how bought is he to do whatever shilling they want him to do? Because it can't, it's not for, there's no way that they pay him and put him on TV for his talent.
Remember, The View loses money. Its ratings are so bad and it's still on. I mean, it's the same thing.
Is it The View that, which one of those women's shows is going down? It's ending. There's The View and there's another one, right?
Yeah, The Talk.
Yeah, one of those is ending. I can't remember which one.
It's probably The Talk. I can't imagine. I feel like I would have heard if The View was ending.
The Talk
is the one that Sharon Osbourne was on, isn't it?
Yeah. But I just don't get it with Jimmy Kimmel. Why does it? Who thinks he's funny? Who thinks he's talented? Why would you go? Why? Oh, I'm in New York. I got to get tickets to Jimmy's show. What?
Is that
it offends me. It offends my intelligence that they tell me that he's a talented guy. It's just, it's offensive.
You're very passionate.
Though I do know this one. There was this one video back in the day he used to try to do comedy. You know, I mean, he I don't even think he tries anymore, but he used to try. And he did these like man on the street type of things. Like he was more of a shock kind of person.
I kind of remember
And basically
that.
this is what it boils down to. It turns out, if you look at this, his spontaneous humor is just sexually harassing women. That's what it was. Yeah. It was a video. It's video evidence of him sexually harassing women. That's what he finds funny. And that's why he's creepy. And that's why Aaron Rodgers is probably right that he was on Epstein's Island.
Rogan just, interviewed Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I hope he said something about Jimmy Kimmel. You know they talked about Jimmy Kimmel. That was like a big deal.
That was the most
random
feud.
He got kicked off the Pat McAfee show, and then he was right back on for what he said to Jimmy Kimmel, what he said about Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he didn't even miss an episode.
Yeah, they're like, we're not going to have him back. And he was back the next day.
So we'll bring him back. Yeah,
well, that was
like
the pressure of ESPN.
I don't know. That's just my. I just been needing to get that off my chest because I've been thinking for years. I've thought that about Jimmy Kimmel. I just don't get it. And then he would just randomly pop up. Networks would use him here and there on different things, and he just never worked. He just never fit. No matter what they did with him, it just wasn't right or good.
I have only ever seen clips of his show. That went viral just because of how horrendously, embarrassingly bad they are. That's the only time I've ever seen them.
Oh.
You think Jimmy Kimmel was on Epstein's Island enough to know if Stephen Hawking was actually a puppet or not?
Oh. I want to get Kay in a late night show.
You want to get me a late night show?
Yeah.
What network is that going to be on?
Oh,
the
you guys
canceled
hear this?
Network?
Did you hear
CNN.
Jen Psaki?
Be very popular.
Jen Psaki was saying that Tucker is going over to interview Putin.
That's who was calling him.
In order to stay relevant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She has a show that does not appear on the network. It only appears on the website once a week, and it doesn't stay on the website for more than 7 days. They don't have any old back episodes of her. That's how irrelevant she is.
She's not worth the server space.
No. What? You want to give up a megabyte for her? No.
Is your headache back?
Yeah, really bad.
The way that you were. Yeah, I'm like, that's why he's not that
I feel
funny
like I'm
going
to throw up. It actually has nothing to do with my headache. It has to do with Dad mentioning Jen Psaki.